All right, we'll go ahead and get started. Sorry about the delay. We had to get a little computer technicalities working out. So we'll open at 9:35. We ready down there? You good? Okay. So we'll open at 9:35. Well, Mr. Megan, you go. So notice hereby given that the Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, May 12th, 2026, 9:30 a.m. in the Commissioner's Court of Orange County Administration Building. Hearing purpose, to discuss and receive comments regarding financial incentives related to an infrastructure project that Capstone, located on IH-10 West and MLK Drive, Orange, Texas, 77632. The proposed incentive package under consideration includes funding in the amount of $500,000 intended to support infrastructure and economic development efforts for the project. You are up.
Okay. So, good morning, everyone. This project is something that many in the community are probably already familiar with, but this will be the first opportunity for the project team to present publicly at the county level. For those of you who may already be familiar, this is the proposed project to be located at Interstate 10 West and MLK in Orange. And so we have Cadence Development Partners here to give a quick overview of their proposed project and, of course, obviously take any questions or comments from those present. So I will turn it over to you guys.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Matt McLaughlin again with Cadence Development Partners. We are working on the Grove Retail Development, like Megan mentioned, at the northeast corner of MLK and I-10. We are a group out of Houston that does large-scale retail developments. We've identified southwest Louisiana and southeast Texas as a large trade area that currently has a big void for what we think will be a great Class A retail development. You can see just on the map kind of the area we're talking of the draw that we think will pull in to our retail development. This is a site plan of what we are proposing. So this is 43 acres on the northeast corner. We do have anchor tenants. I've redacted right here. They will be announced in the next 45 days publicly, officially. There's 140,000 feet of retail that we are contemplating building day one, and then we have 9 pads along the front edge, 4 on I-10, and then an additional 5 on the east side of the site, that front I-10. Not shown on the site plan, but you can kind of see it. The top right is the detention pond, but then we also have a 9-acre piece that is developable in there that we are talking to a couple different users on right now. So that's the development. Just kind of some background on these developments. They have generally pretty large impacts in terms of jobs, sales, property tax revenues for municipalities. So on 140,000 square foot typical development, we normally see 300 to 400 construction jobs. Those will play out over the course of 12 to 18 months. Those will be workers that will be on site spending money in the community. And then on permanent jobs, it really ranges depending on what our final tenant mix is. But 1,000 to 1,500 permanent jobs is a pretty good estimate for what you can expect on site. In terms of sales tax revenue, if you just look at kind of the low, high-end range of what our anchor tenants do, you're talking about $45 to $60 million in annual sales. None of those tenants are currently in Orange County. So all of those sales will be new tenants in the county. And then when you include all the small shop space, all the pads, restaurants, other retail, you're talking about upwards of $65 to $100 million in sales on the property. If you take that with Orange County's sales tax rate of 50 basis points, it's $325,000 to $500,000 a year in sales tax revenue. And then on the property tax side, the current rate, I believe, is about 51 basis points. And if you look at where our development cost is,
49,
okay, it's been updated. So it's around $230,000 in property tax revenue. Increased consumer spending and multiplier effect. So in terms of, you normally get 1,000 to 1,500 direct jobs, but then there's generally a multiplier effect for, you know, people that supply it. landscaping, security services. There's a multiplier effect on these that ICSC, which is the International Council for Shopping Centers, puts together studies on impact of retail centers, and generally they see 1.5 to 2 times on the jobs, actually. So you can just multiply that 1,000 to 1,500 by 1.5. And then obviously this is, depending on whether or not you're selling or not, it can be a boost to local real estate values. Obviously that helps the tax base. It increases the value of the properties around you. And then I'm a little bit short and sweet tonight. We can go to questions. Brian Mallett's my partner. And then Denise Anderson, who has been here before, could not make it here with us today. She will handle most of the project management once we get under construction, working with Orange County Drainage District and the city on getting permitting. And then myself and our fourth partner, Craig Barney, who is the contractor and would be building this development. Okay. Happy to answer any questions, and I'll kind of go back here.
So I know Denise is not here today, so have y'all had discussions on, I know there was the initial language that we had the issues with, have we got any clarity on that, and then the other was the language and how the breakdown of the 500 would be, and then incentives are tied to that along the way.
Correct.
So she's got all that complete.
Yep. Okay. Both parties have had a chance to review and are good with the language that's in the agreement. Coming out of some previous conversations, just kind of ensure some safeguards from the county's perspective of how these funds will be distributed, and what we've called benchmarks will be that the team will be required to meet before those funds will be released. It will be upon completion of a large majority of the retail anchor space, as well as certificate of occupancies issued by the city. Since it's in the city limits, the city has, you know, the oversight of all the permitting and final inspections and things, as well as the completion of the proposed drainage on site. So all of those things have to be provided with documentation and receipts before the county's portion of the funds will be released.
Okay.
Is what is proposed.
That's what's all in the proposed language and stuff, so that was cleared up.
Yep. Because we have court here in about 15 minutes, if there's any questions from you guys, we have an agenda item for court later, so we can kind of get into some of that later if we need more time. But as far as the public hearing goes, now's the time if there's any questions.
That was my two primary things that I had was the clear.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you got to come up so we can get it on the court. Yeah. I'm sorry. It won't get it if
you don't. Don't be shy.
No, but you still got to. We still need to know who's talking. We need to give us a handout microphone
we do.
Or something.
Pass the mic.
Give you a lapel deal when you come in.
Just real quick, has there been a tax abatement from the county for this project?
No, ma'am. And there will not be.
It was the beginning of the proposal was we could have done one or the other. This is the direction that they chose to go at this point.
Okay.
But
yep.
It's not proposed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Lynn, are you more comfortable with this than you would have been a tax abatement?
Yes.
Really?
Okay. Oh, my other question.
See?
Thank you. Is this money coming from EDC money that is already in our budget? Because there was a $600,000, I think, if I'm not. It's been a long time since I looked at the budget.
Do you want me to get into the breakdown?
You can.
Of the funds? So the EDC has funding that has been set aside for project recruitment. The EDC will be contributing $200,000. The county will be to the county. Mm-hmm. The county will contribute an additional $300,000 is what is proposed currently, possibly.
And that's based off of the project milestones being met.
Yeah, so
they have to do certain things along the way for each payment to go. It's not all one payment.
Okay, so, and you said it was on completion.
Mm-hmm.
So will this be then an item that gets put on, because it's not going to be completed for 12 to 18 months?
That's correct.
You said?
Mm-hmm.
So will this just be put on next year's budget, the budget coming up in this current
year? Or possibly the next.
Yeah, or possibly the next. We'll budget for the project. We'll budget for the $300,000 if we have so approved. We have to do all that still first today. But if we approve it, then yes, we'll have to. I will budget that into our budget to show that amount of money.
Not going to affect this year's budget or anything?
No, because none of the payments will be made this
year.
No. Okay. Not by October 1st.
No.
Which are really good at building.
Well, that's what, we should explain that it was on completion. So
yes.
Before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's not all completion. It is going to make sure it's steps along the way. Steps of completion, they'll get payments.
Yeah.
Up to the maximum amount.
It's more as we go, as they go, they'll come in a percentage
of
completion.
We'll approve the project as a whole. But the payments will be made as a completion of each step along the way. There's steps that they have to meet.
Can I ask on that?
So hang on real quick, though. I want to follow up before you do.
Sure.
Why are you more comfortable with this type of a payment than you are with a tax abatement?
As you know, and I've already expressed my concern with the allowed time. If you all would look at a project and say, okay, so this one's been being completed within 18 months, we'll give them an additional 3 years. But y'all always do a 10-year regardless of the time
that's
of every
amount. Depends on the amount.
We've done a lot of tax abatement. We can't get into it here.
Right, but the larger
I can tell you this. We've done a lot of projects that we didn't do 10 years
ago.
But based
six,
off the size
four.
Of some of the most recent ones we've had, because they are such
the ones
large
that I've
projects.
Because
it's a...
There's a matrix.
There's a matrix that we have. And it has to meet certain qualifications for the number of years. Jobs, investment dollars, the whole deal. We've just had some really good ones in the last couple of years, really big.
And I'll tell you, Ms. Lynn,
and
not to diminish the size or the impact of this project, but this project with the jobs and the capital investment would not have qualified for a 10-year 100% tax abatement. It wouldn't have been on the scale to be that magnitude. If we're talking several billions of dollars or close to a billion, then that's when we start having those longer term.
I don't want to get into it here, but I just have to, just like, to me, I think this, for the community and the future revenue, I would think this is a bigger project than, say, the that paper mill, whatever, not a paper mill.
Not when it comes to job requirements,
well,
the job payments and the taxes. We can sit and have that conversation.
No, I understand. Yeah, as I said, I don't want to get into it here, but that... But, yeah.
I appreciate that. I just want a clarification on why it was okay to, in your mind, to take tax dollars that everybody's contributed to and give them a payment out of that in lieu of giving them a break on the taxes that they would be paying themselves.
Yeah, it's just the length of time, and if it could be budgeted a certain dollar amount and fits within our budget, I'm much more comfortable with it. That's just my
interesting.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, you're fine. I just had an explosion on the desk. The little squeeze ball can't keep squeezing.
Uh-oh.
<It exploded. laughs> That's how much stress I have.
I'm glad it wasn't me because I was playing one the other day and did it.
This is in your precinct, right?
No, ma'am.
No? I thought it was yours.
Mine's on the other side.
So my other concern is just because that is a low area with the drainage, with that drainage and everything. I know the engineer, but will we be able to see or get comfortable with the engineering reports?
That is approved by the drainage district. They have to go through them for that.
Okay.
In the low area you're referring to is a TxDOT issue that they don't seem to want to resolve.
Yeah.
In front of the crawdads, I went by there this morning. There was a foot and a half of water standing in it today.
Yeah. Some of our drainage, especially one pet peeve of mine down 87, is just really ugly.
Yeah, that'll all be addressed through the drainage district.
How much, you guys, did the project go down from when y'all came to us in July of last year? Dollar amount. The dollar amount and the square footage.
It was like 8% on the dollar amount.
What is the dollar amount of the project now?
It's closer to 51, 52 million.
And it was 55?
It was 58, I think.
And I'd feel better if you could give me a little more accurate than I think, to be honest with you.
Well,
I mean, as big as this project is, as long as we've been talking about it, and when I ask a question about what the value is, you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah. There's my hesitation has more to do with, generally, I don't like the final cost to go public because of the tax implications there.
I can appreciate that. But what we're doing today is going to go public.
Yeah.
And we have to be able to explain to them what the value of this project is. And right now I've got,
Yeah, fair. We're between $51 and $52 million right now, and we're going through our bids right now on our civil drawings and our architectural drawings. And so that number will, again, a little bit move around when our final numbers come in. That's just what we're building. That's the infrastructure. Those are the buildings shown, the 138,596 square feet, the detention, all the infrastructure. And when you start adding in, all those individual pads will be anywhere from an additional $2 to $4 million as they get built. And so you got 9 pads times $2 to $4 million based on final users, plus that big pad, 9 acres. So that's where you get up to 70 to $100 million, call it, in total. But what we're building today will be $51 to $52 million.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Anybody else?
What drainage district do you find? Because I know the precincts don't follow
at all.
So what?
It's the Orange County Drainage District. Is who they
There's
answer.
Only
but
one of them.
Is it separated into precincts?
No.
It's just the whole, the Orange County Drainage District encompasses all of Orange County.
All of Orange County.
And so okay. Any project that comes within Orange County, they do the drainage.
Oh, okay.
It has to go through them.
I thought
and then they send that approval over to us. I'll use them both of us having engineers and all that good stuff. Okay. Anybody else have anything else? Anything else you'd like to add?
I was just going to say earlier on the performance-based piece of the contract, it's actually completion, Orange County Drainage is part of it, but really the highest hurdle to us is we have to deliver a certain number of tenants before those incentives kick in. So it's not just you have to build a building, it's you actually have to deliver what you're going to say, which is the user.
You've got to have a CO with that tenant in it, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So when we say completion, the city will issue a certificate of occupancy once the spaces are adequately built out for each tenant, whoever they are and whatever their specs are. And so then once we receive that, you know, the whole thing might not be complete and built out with the pads and all that, but based on the agreement that we have, the square footage requirement and the certificate of occupancies from the city is what one of those benchmarks that will have to be met.
No, I don't. Okay. Right. Anything else? Anything? Anybody else have anything else? All right. If not,
close it up.
You can adjourn at 9:52.
All right.